This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
You may have trouble finding an iconic item at the grocery store. Kraft is recalling more than 6 million boxes of mac and cheese dinner, the original flavor. The company says several consumers complained there were metal fragments in packages. Kraft has released some information about which boxes should be pulled from store shelves or returned, and while there's no estimate yet from the company of how much this will cost, recalls can be tricky and expensive. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more on how they work.
When a food company like Kraft gets complaints from consumers or reports of foodborne illness, it notifies the FDA and consumers and voluntarily recalls the product. Colin O'Neill is at the Center for Food Safety, a consumer advocacy group.
The recent announcement was a reminder of just how fragile our food safety system here is in the U.S.
O'Neill acknowledges that under a new food safety law, the FDA can order a recall, though it has to ask the company for a voluntary recall first. His group wants the FDA to implement more stringent inspection and prevention measures as well. Food consultant Jim Hertel, though, thinks consumers are fine with the system as it is.
In general, I think that there is a level of confidence that the U.S. inspection regimen basically has gotten it right.
Hertel's consulting group does work for Kraft and other food manufacturers. He says consumers know they can get sick from food at the grocery store, but he thinks most will shrug off this metal fragments in the mac and cheese recall from Kraft.
The things that they can't see are sometimes more terrifying than the things that they can see. When it is a biological or a bacterial agent, I think there's a lot more fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
The thing that might sow some fear for Kraft, any lingering taint to this iconic comfort food brand. According to consumer research group NPD, 1 in 3 American households will eat mac and cheese in the next 2 weeks. And lots of competitors, organic, gourmet, frozen, fancy, mixed with truffles, are nipping at the heels of Kraft's classic dry mac and cheese powder in a box. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.